It is Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in the studio there right now with Catherine Seary, a very known volunteer in the Petawawa area. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us here today.
And thank you for having me.
So right off the hop, we hear about all the great things you do with the Petawawa Pantry, and that's just one of the things that you're involved with across the community. My first question for you is, why do you get involved so much?
Because it feels right. That's it in a nutshell. It just feels right.
Okay. Was there something, over the years that kind of drew you to kind of giving back to the community and helping others?
No, I've always been like that. Even as a growing up, I've always, always gone the extra step, you know. It doesn't matter where I am in the community. If somebody needs a door opened or they need to help pushing a cart through the snow, I mean, that's what I do.
Okay.
Just...
So going back to the Petawawa Pantry a little bit, what exactly do you do there?
I used to work shifts all the time, and then I started doing food pickups from different places and businesses that would donate what was left at the end of the day. Instead of throwing it out, which is a waste, they would donate it to the food bank, which we can always use donations and never, ever refuse them. So I started picking up from there, and sometimes, you know, you'd have four different pickups a week where, you know, just pick it up, take it over, date it, rotate it, and then, you know, work a shift. And then if there was anything expired, which does sometimes get donated, I take that home and I cook it up or empty it and recycle that, and I feed it to the critters in my backyard.
So you're not only giving back to the human population, but also the critters too, right?
Yes.
What are some of the other things that you do across the region other than being involved with the Petawawa Pantry? I know you made a list.
Well, I've always helped out the Rotary because my husband belongs to the Rotary in Petawawa. So he's always volunteering me for different things, and I don't mind at all. The last, I guess, big thing that I did, we'd have a monstrous yard sale at our place because we had a big yard. And it was one day a year, always on Labor Day, and I would go all summer. Every Saturday, that was my thing that I did. I'd go at least 3-4 hours every Saturday, talk to people, get donations. Sometimes they would deliver them. Sometimes I would have to pick them up. And then I started filling up my husband's garage, which he had to move his boat out of, but anyways. and then I would sort and rebox everything and have just a monstrous fundraising sale on the one day a year. And I did that for 5 years. And in the one day, over 5 years, I raised a little over $25,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. And it was fun. It was a lot of work, but, you know, the day of the sale was fun. You know, there's all the different people and all the different, you know, things that go on. It was good.
Aspect of being involved in volunteering and meeting new people is also the fun aspect of being part of an organization.
And that part was definitely fun. The other things I do are just here, there, and everywhere. It's just they seem to find me, you know. Even with my neighbor, I don't know, do we want to go to all these kind of
yeah,
things?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Even with my neighbor, they have two small children. So if the bad weather hits, say in the winter, and they only have a certain amount of time to get from work to the school bus and to daycare. So all they do is give me a call, and I'll go out and either pick the little one up from daycare or get the other one off the bus. And there's single moms that I help out. They'd rather work a part-time job than be on some kind of assistance. So they're still struggling, so I help them out as much as I can. There's another good friend of mine had lost her daughter in December. She was early 30s, left four young boys behind. And with the dad, it's kind of overwhelming, you know, to deal with looking after the kids, getting breakfast, one to daycare, the other one's off to school. So I try and send each week a breakfast for the four of them. And I send that once a week, so that takes a little bit of pressure off of him.
Catherine, you probably have the biggest, if not one of the biggest hearts I've ever met in my entire life. You are seriously an angel on a lot of people's shoulders. And it's incredible the things that you do. the things you've done and the things you're going to continue to do, just because that's the person you are. And I can't thank you enough for sharing all your stories today.
You're quite welcome, and I was very happy to share it with you and everyone else.